is Deanna Spingola. Our guest today is Dr. Kazem Khalil, Dr. K. His website is nodisinfo.com. Please go there, sign up as a subscriber. Just go to the website, and on the right-hand side, it says subscribe to nodisinfo.com. Fill in your email address and click that button. All righty. So would you like to talk about Sandy Hook because of the commonality between these two events?
We should brief it. The Sandy Hook was orchestrated by the same cast of characters, the Zionist Jews, for the specific purpose of stripping the American people down to the bone. They didn't want to have a war against the Middle Easterners and riled up Americans continuing to get more and more aware. And in their paranoia, knowing that they blew up the World Trade Center, knowing that they attempted to take out the George Washington Bridge, the Alaska Pipeline, the Whidbey Bay nuclear facility, Aaron, Tennessee submarine base, knowing that people are increasingly pulling back from apartheid Israel, Hollywood & Co., Katzenberg & Co., Spielberg & Co., perhaps they decided that they had to have it. They had to pull the Sandy Hook thing into play. So they apparently murdered Mr. Geithner, Getzinger, Mr. Getzinger, the prop man who knew about this and whose wife would probably speak out. She's a Newtown resident, so he was taken out in April of 2012. And the stage was set, no pun intended, to go forward with this. Now, we know it's them because this parents are all Jews. See, Jewish people, they don't like to lose kids any more than anybody else. And more so than anyone, they will get upset and scream and make a scene. So how are the Jews going to lose 20 kids and not even say anything? Going to smile on TV? So, for example, Mark Barden is Jewish. His wife is Jewish. Then you have not so much Robbie Parker. It's kind of Mormon situation there. We don't know too much about him. He's kind of secretive. But then
didn't that family move there just like 9 months before?
Yeah, if they even lived there. It's impossible to find any evidence of their existence. Intellius doesn't show it. There's a 56-year-old Robbie Parker that lived in the area. They assumed his identity, apparently. Robbie Parker is a DHS mole. He works for Serco, and he's involved with radiation devices. He's an espionage operative. His whole family is espionage. His mother works for the DHS. Donna Soto Fagan. Fagan is a Jewish name. Soto is a common Sephardic Jewish name. So either by proxy or by reality, she's a Jew. The Soto clan, a little difficult to understand because most of everything around them is photoshopped. Nobody knows for sure who they are. The children. But again, if they just moved there, first of all, Victoria Soto does not exist as a teacher. She's not a Sandy Hook teacher. There's no record of her being a teacher. There's no evidence of her being a teacher. There's no significant photography of her with her students. So we have to put them as either Zionist apologists or Jews, Donna Fagan Soto. Then you have Don Hochsprung, who's Jewish. Erica Lafferty, her daughter, is Jewish. George Hochsprung presumably is as well, although I don't know. And you have Janet Robinson, who's a Jew. You have, the Russos are all Jewish. If that's their real name, we don't know, because, as you mentioned, they all came in a year and a half or 2 years before the event. It's just,
exactly.
There's no old Newtown resident. Maybe there's a couple, but most of them are all newcomers.
Right. All righty, we are going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dr. K. His website is nodisinfo.com. And right at the top, just click that the link that goes to Sandy Hook, and you will see a lot of evidence that he has gathered together. And Dr. K. really knows how to do research. I have some of his books. He's fabulous.
Thank you.
He gets into all the details, all the nooks and crannies.
I mean, you do bruise your toe occasionally on this because nobody will help us. No FBI, no local police, no firemen, no. Occasionally you have the whistleblower who anonymously will talk because they know they'll be sacked and brought down on charges with their non-disclosures that they work within the system. And in this case, before we get to Sandy Hook, in the case of a Boston Marathon, we did have a nice whistleblower, someone that works on the inside on the 15th of April, only a day after, I think it was then the 14th when we were struck with this, right? He said that, look, they're going to take down a couple of 19 to 20-year-olds, so that's it, 19 to 26, right? They're going to take them down as the patsies. This is on the 15th now.
Right.
Once they take them down and they blame them for this event, they're going to go after the gunpowder. Therefore, the Laufenberg attack against the gunpowder to stop people from having reloading capacity once they go and take all the weapons, once they plot to do that. So this proves foreknowledge, this proves advanced perpetration, this proves that the Sinem Jews got together and decided to do Boston, and then they had backup plans for how they would slice Americans into smithereens. And why not? The American people buy this. All the Muslims, let's kill Islam, whatever, these these people come to our country and they do, you know, this whole, I don't know what you call it.
Sure. It's just all staged or promoted by the media. And then you have people buying into this, people who should know better, and people who should be defending the Second Amendment. And they fall for this because children are involved. They use that emotional draw of children.
They buy into it, and you're absolutely right. This is the terrible thing, is that they buy into it, and they go on their side.
Yeah.
Instead of being on the side of us and saying, you guys are bad, I'm joining the other people, they draw those millions to their side.
Right, and immediately you see the effects. I had to stand in line last Wednesday to buy ammunition for a class that I attended on Saturday. And I got there a half hour early. I was the second person in line. And by the time the doors opened at 9 o'clock, there was 50 guys behind me.
Well, I mean, and then the other thing that is evident is why would they have legislation in play to go after gunpowder within a couple of days?
Oh, exactly. Yes.
So now, one other thing is that Veronique Posner is a rabid Zionist Jew, apartheid Jew. Alex Haller is a Mossad agent. So you can see that the deck is stacked in Sandy Hook with Zionist operatives. And it's very thin for Christian Zionists. So the people who get on TV who are promoting gun control are coming from this pool of American dual citizens. So you can see that this was orchestrated in Tel Aviv, and it amounts to an act of war against the American people. And if they were thinking they were going to lose the battle, why not murder maybe some people in Boston or injure many? And to make it more dramatic, possibly use amputee actors. We have to look at that very carefully. There's good evidence for that. But that's where we start.
Right. And the fact that it's a gunpowder issue now, because I didn't even realize that you could reload shells, empty shells. I didn't know that.
Shotgun, you can. I don't know.
Yeah, even in pistols, revolvers and automatics, you can.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Because people were collecting them on Saturday after they were shooting at the range.
They were?
Yeah.
So they must know about this scam then.
Well, they know that they can reload these things and use them.
Okay. Well, then obviously they were attempting to strip that away.
Yes.
And, on Sandy Hook, we also know that there was foreknowledge by the Rothschild family. So most likely, because of their multi-trillions and their cash that they keep of, say, 20 to 50 or 100 trillion aside for coups and for controlling governments, that they orchestrated this. They invented the 20 children. They somehow got the cooperation of the Barden family, the Anna Marquise Green issue, the Jimmy Green, who's traveled to Israel many times and given concerts. So they somehow, so the Krista Ricoses, who we thought might be disguised, because you've not heard a word of her at all in the media other than her initial performance, and there's some likeness to the Greenberg family there, still looking at that. And so my point is that this was organized very long ago. The SIPA pictures that were uploaded online seem to be time-stamped without any dispute for June of 2012, and it shows about 18 of the 20 children there.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, just to add fuel to the fury, there are some children that don't exist. One of them is Grace McDonald. All of her pictures are photoshopped. Not 90%. All. So that's a fake child. There's a presumption that Madeline Sue is a fake, and there might have been a little girl by that name somewhere. There are only three photos of her known. Two of the three are photoshopped. Catherine Hubbard seems to be an artificial child. Let somebody prove otherwise.
Sure.
You know? Noah Posner. There's no one by the name of Noah Posner that we can find. That was a definite child, but the Greenberg child looks very similar to him. You know, so were they just using pictures and invented an identity? That's the logical thing there.
Sure. And the Bricknell family? And
that's a big one.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really big one, the Bricknell family. That's when shortly after the Bricknell family was revealed as a Mossad Syena moles posing as the Sherlock family, then Boston happens.
Yes, I mean, takes our mind off of Sandy Hook, doesn't it?
It does. And on NoDisinfo.com, it was revealed that the Bricknell family is actually the Mary Sherlock. In other words, what they did was actually, the Jews do this, they loaned the face because it's in the clique. The clique, no one in the clique is going to come forward. No judge will take the clique to task. So they feel comfortable in their lawlessness that they can use the face of a person by the name of Jane Vogel Brickell. I'm so glad you brought that up.
Mm-hmm.
Jane Vogel Brickell is Mary Sherlock.
Mm-hmm.
No one will dispute it. We know it's 1,000% correct. The Brickells are rabid Zionist moles, apartheid agents. And shortly thereafter, the website was attacked viciously by an attempt to get into the admin department. When they couldn't get into the admin, they went after Network Solutions and shut them down. And we were down for a day and a half. Network Solutions told us that they were maliciously attacked.
Hmm.
That came most likely from the Israeli entity.
Mm-hmm. I've had to change some of the parameters on my website lately because somebody was trying to get into it and make changes.
If they could get into it, they could crash it, you know.
Yes. Well, they've done that, too.
Yeah.
We've got some callers lining up. Why don't we take a quick call?
Okay.
All right. Let's take Jerry in Chicago. Jerry, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Deanna and Dr. K. Boy, I really like listening to you, Dr. K, when you're on Rick Adams.
Thank you. I'll be on with him tonight, anyway, just so you know.
Oh, good. Now I know, and now I'll definitely tune in. You know, this has been going on for a long time, and, you know, you just can't get people to wake up or anything else like that, and that is so sad.
It is, isn't it? Yeah.
And you know what really sad is when your best friends and your family, and I'm a pretty outgoing guy, so I got quite a few friends, and I got good-sized family, maybe 60 people if you count great-nephews and nieces and everything else like that. And the only one, my mother, God bless her soul, she just turned 89 years old, and she sees this, as I pointed out. And she's the only one. And you know, you got to take the veil off. And maybe the doping down and the drugging and the poisoning of our systems over all these years, and definitely the non-info on the mainstream media, maybe that all has a lot to do with it, to where you just got a false shield over you, and you just can't accept the truth.
Well, it does. This is I keep hearing this from top investigators that their family is giving them a hard time, telling them not to do this, don't send these emails out. They obviously are afraid of them, of their own shadows. I keep hearing from people that their family is not being even cordial to them if they get into this. And one activist told me that she's afraid that her sister will foreclose on her house because her sister owns the house she's in because she's active on NoDisinfo.com or whatever. This is an amazing war of truth versus evil.
Right. Gentlemen, we do have a break. Jerry, you can stay over at the break if you want to. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
How can I I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dr. K. His website is nodisinfo.com. He will be on Rick Adams tonight, so be sure and listen to him there. You're going to be tired by the end of the day.
It's just so tedious to put these posts together, you know, and to because you have to really go cautiously. There's so much information out there, and it's easy to put something up that turns out to be confusing. We don't want that. So anybody that can help, you know, you're much appreciated, but we'll try to keep this thing going.
Right. Getting back to what Jerry said, I mean, I have family who will not speak to me. Then I have another family member who will believe me one day, then watch TV and call me names the next day. And I think it's a repetition of the TV. It serves to re-indoctrinate people. And so that, you know, you really have to kind of understand who you're working with.
Yeah.
Certainly, you can talk to a person for a couple hours, and they'll say, yeah, that really sounds legitimate. But then they run right back to like a, what is it, a hog to the vomit or whatever? Mm-hmm. Is that a good?
That's true. Hog to the trough or whatever it is. Yeah.
Yeah. And they get re-indoctrinated just watching TV for
a while. Yeah, this is a mind control, what is it called? It's not just mind control. It's a psychological warfare.
Oh, absolutely.
Apparently, the regime can only maintain its force through the deceit. Now, one of the key components of this deceit is Islamophobia. If if they did not maintain the Islamophobia, then they would collapse. You can see that. Islamophobia was beginning to kind of peter out with the Sandy Hook thing and revelations
right.
on 911 a little bit. And then they reactivated it, you see, with the... they already had a number of Anglo-Saxon, I hate to use the term, but Eastern European or whatever, appearing people involved, as in Sandy Hook, okay?
Right.
There weren't any Arabs or whatever. And then in Boston, we have the mole moving towards the barricade. He's not an Arab or a Muslim, right?
Right.
So what do? They use Eastern European, Russian people of Muslim descent as the next level of warfare against Islam. First they started out with a Saudi they arrested who was wounded, apparently, and it's an Arab, see him running, you know. So why are the Sarnoff brothers running away any worse than the Saudi that was innocently accused?
Right. But they have to reintroduce the Muslims so that they can keep the hatred going on against them in the Middle East. It's just an awful thing.
It is, and this is the tool used to crush America.
Yep.
I guess if Americans knew that they are victims of false slander against Islam and that that's the tool used to crush them, I wonder if they could ever really look at themselves and say, oh, I don't understand, this is beyond my mind. I've been fooled, you know.
And people don't like to admit that they've been fooled.
No. I mean, and then the calling the Prophet Muhammad these names, you know, God rest his soul, as well as Jesus and Moses and everybody, but without any evidence. And then you have real pedophiles. Remember the rabbis? How many of them? 90 now? I mean, real
yes.
hardcore doing such things that are unspeakable on the infants, on the newborn.
And that's just what we know about.
Yeah, I mean, what about the organs they took out of the kids in Africa while they were still alive, you know?
Sure.
And so you have somebody like the Prophet Muhammad who came in at a time when they were doing bestiality and horrible things, including the Arabs even did cannibalism, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Not just Africa.
Sure.
They always make Arabs, before the Prophet Muhammad, they were eating the liver of someone they killed.
Yikes.
So he took and cleaned all that. They were worshiping stick men and ivory stone and stone men and different things. He cleaned all that because God sent him to do it because of the Mecca was originally from Abraham.
Right.
And Mecca was the first house of God. So Jesus couldn't get it all done. You know, they beat him down. So it makes sense that the house of Abraham had to be cleaned. And so you're going to call him all these horrible names, get the American people to think Islam's the enemy. Nobody even investigates who this man was. I have on my website, you must know this man, by Sayyid Hussein Pasha, an actual Islamic scholar. And no one ever really read the Quran. I put two chapters up. I'll put more up. And we make a presumption because of the Jews? God.
Exactly. Well, we take what they want us to take and ram it down our throats and just ram it into our minds. And they own the media. They own the publishing houses. So let's take another quick call. Let's take Ed in Canada. Ed, welcome to the program.
Ooh.
Oh, we're just about to go to a break, but anyway, go ahead.
Okay, Deanna, I just sent an email to deanna@springola.com.
I won't get it.
Oh, you won't get it. Okay. Do you have an address I can send it to?
Yes. Spingola1@yahoo.com.
Spingola1@yahoo.com. Okay. What it is a picture of three of the special ops black-coated guys at...
Ed, hold on to that thought. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dr. K, and his website is nodisinfo.com. Go there, sign up to be a subscriber. And we were talking with Ed in Canada. And if you want me to have an email from you during the program, the email is spingolawan@yahoo.com. I don't access my other email during the program. So, Ed, continue.
And it's a pair of photos. It has three of the black jacketed special ops police at Boston in the one photograph, and another photograph of the three of them in their police uniforms at Sandy Hook.
Yeah.
The same three people.
Yeah, that was an interesting post. Do send that, and I got to blow those things up, and they sure look, one of them in particular looks like the same exact individual.
Well, two of them are very, very close.
The other one is too. Okay, we'll look at that, and if we can confirm that with a little bit of effort, we can post that on the website and get it some increased circulation. But yeah, it makes sense, doesn't it? If they've got trusted operatives at the one, they'd move them over to the other. And just as we saw with that individual that attempted to say he was wounded in Aurora that went to work for Bloomberg on gun control.
Right.
You know, so...
Yeah, it's quite a scam.
It is. It is. Boston Marathon's a total scam. Think about that. You know, it's been there forever. There's never been a bombing at a sporting event ever like this. There's never been a finish line bombing. You know, what a coincidence. How convenient for the Obama regime at all, you know.
Well, right.
I'm wondering what Jewish holiday falls around that time. That I don't know.
There is one somewhere close, isn't there?
Yeah, we should check that out. Well, thank you, Ed, for your phone call.
Okay.
Appreciate it very much. Somebody sent me an email. Please have your guest say where he gets his Michelle is a Jew information.
Well, you can just look up Michelle Cohen Obama and look up her rabbinical ties in Chicago, and you'll find it. I mean, it needs to be written up. I need to write that up. It's a definite thing. You just her middle name is Cohen, and you know, Sephardic Jews are quite all over the world, are they not? You know, so.
Sure. Well, he's using Wikipedia as his source.
Oh, well, I don't have any comment on that.
Right. All righty. Let's go to Tony in Canada. Tony, welcome to the program.
Yeah, no, it's Tony down of southern Florida.
Oh, okay, Florida.
That's okay. I just want to go over the Mary Sherlock. I'm looking at the site. Oh yeah, Jane Vogel Brickle comparison. Okay, it's just real nice and slow and in detail, because this is the most damning piece of evidence that you have in this entire Sandy Hoax, you know, scenario.
Yeah, that is the most powerful post.
It blows the whole thing open.
Yeah,
I mean, I can't believe they're getting away with this. And I mean, if people could see this, I mean. This would have to open their eyes. Let me just go. Okay, I'll get to the point. Okay. What you're saying is, obviously, Mary Sherlock and Jane Vogel Brickle are the same person. There's no doubt about that. Okay, so what you're saying is, but what my question to you is, where is the actual wife, if she exists, of Mr. Sherlock? What's his first name? The guy.
Bill Sherlock. Bill Sherlock.
Where is she, if she exists at all? Because he was in the White House with the two daughters. Okay, let me just get one more sentence in. But what I've noticed is those two girls or young women he was with, you know, in the White House as his daughters, are obviously not the, you know, the offspring of Jane Vogel Brickle. Are you getting my point?
Yes,
now?
That's correct. It is correct that the children of Jane Vogel Brickle are not the two girls that are pictured in the White House. Furthermore, the son of Jane Vogel Brickle is an actor who has appeared in the Occupy Wall Street movement to infiltrate that, which we'll prove eventually. Others have shown. But now back to your other point. Oh, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay, so where are you? I keep on forgetting his name, Bill Sherlock.
Bill Sherlock.
Is he married at all? Okay, is he married at all? Who are the two, you know, young ladies, or, you know, or they're not even with, whatever, that he was with in the White House? Is this guy single and these two people, women in the White House, are just plants, or, you follow my reasoning here?
This is an exceptional commentary by you, and it's been a conundrum for us. But let me just tell you what we do know. There is a resemblance of the two girls to two children of the Harmon family. It's under review. At one point, we posted it, but I want more definitive looking at that. So the one possibility is that they are not even his children. That's one possibility. Second possibility is, although they look nothing like him, that maybe they are his children. And then that brings up, where is Mary Sherlock? Apparently, at one time, he was married to a woman by the name of Mary, a high school sweetheart whose last name is Green, G-R-E-E-N-E. There are old pictures of the two together. All the new pictures, though, do not show them together. Only school sweetheart pictures together. The new pictures are photoshopped with Sherlock's face, with the Jane Brickle face in them, all of them. So we have no legitimate pictures of him in his older years with Mary Sherlock. This needs to be investigated thoroughly. Was Mary Sherlock with him until a couple years ago? Did she get a load of money like Barbara Olson did? Remember her on 911?
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
The phone call from the...
So we there's not enough information for me to go out and tell you yet. We need to look at it. And any help? Yeah.
No. I understand where telephone. Not very. You answer my question. But I mean, you know, this thing that you have here, you have somehow, some way. I know. You know, you have to keep on updating your website. This is just mind-blowing. It's mind-boggling, this piece of evidence you have.
It is.
I mean, this just blows this whole... I mean, if anybody could look at this and still say that this thing happened in Sandy Hook, well, obviously they're morons.
Yeah. No, it's true. You'd have to be moron. You'd have to be because, look, this proves that nobody died. If Mary Sherlock didn't die, then nobody died.
Just one last thing on the page here, you know, and for people in the audience, we're talking about on disinfo.com, the Brickle family, its role in false flags, and you'll have to scroll back in the archives a little bit to see this, okay, because a lot of people that are listening now really don't know exactly what we're talking about. But if you scroll down to that page, on that page, and you go to the subheading, imposture, okay, yeah, it says here are the photos showing the use of the Brickle face as the fake Mary Sherlock. Note the distinction, the way she wears her hair along with the bangs, dyed hair for purposes of disguise. Image could possibly... Okay, there's two girls with her there. Now, who...
Those would be... Right, let's go over that. That is a woman using the name as Maura Schwartz. Okay, no one has ever called her Maura Schwartz Sherlock. Maura Schwartz is posing as one of the Sherlock daughters. The other one is Katie, the one with the broader face, Katie Schwartz, or Katie Sherlock.
With the pink ribbon on her, yeah.
Yeah, Katie Sherlock is supposedly a primary student at Georgetown, you know, high-class Georgetown University chemistry student. Now, let me tell you this. You'll see Maura Schwartz spewing lies. It's a worthwhile post where we prove that she just lies and lies and lies about Sandy Hook. In that post, I show a picture where she claims to be a choral student or choral teacher. I show the picture of her with the choir where she was photoshopped in. Not possible photoshop, 1,000% she was photoshopped in. So we think she's posing as, you know, as the daughter of Bill Sherlock, but we don't have all the data yet. Yeah.
Anyway, Dr. K, you need to go over this over and over again when you're on with Rick, and let's, you know, it's hard to call in and spend this amount of time.
I will. I'll do that with you.
This just blows it away. Two sentences more. Bottom line, you know what? They would sue you into oblivion for what you put onto this site, and you know that, okay, before you're an educated, you know. Hey, you know what you have been doing. They would sue you in oblivion. They're not doing it.
No.
Which proves that just everything you're doing here is correct.
That's right. And their relatives are attorneys. They wouldn't even have to pay for it.
I'm surprised they're still alive. Dr. Kay, I'm surprised they're still alive. This has to get out, this Mary Sherlock thing. Okay, thanks for the call.
You betcha. You betcha.
Thanks,
okay.
Tony.
Yeah.
All right, let's quickly take Ben in New York. Ben, welcome to the program.
Hey, Ben. Hi, Dr. K.
Hi, Ben.
Well, yeah, I come from a background of you know, Jewish or whatever you want to call it. And I live downtown in the Belly of the Beast. And when I first heard this, I knew this was Jew. From the beginning, I knew this was Jew. You know what I mean? As you look at headlines, you mean Israeli doctors are treating Boston bombing suspects. Why is that?
Yeah.
Then you have headlines like Boston bombing will boost U.S. support for Israel, says Netanyahu. In Boston, heavily Jewish suburbs shocked and re-sparked memories of the Holocaust. And Israeli trained medical team responded to Boston attack. And there's tons of stuff with Jews here. Jews, it's all about Jews.
It is.
Yes.
It is, and of course you saw where the Israeli police chief puts team together to come assist in the...
Yeah, yeah, I have all of that, yes, all of that, yes.
I mean, you know, if you could put all that in an email to me, I'll try to write it up. And, you know, this is a very good point, because the Jewish people themselves are suffering a big damage from these kinds of scoundrels. And,
Well, do you know what it is? That I wasn't raised in this whole, you know, whole Judeo crack. The whole thing is this, that Zionism is Judaism, Judaism is Zionism. And people have to wake up and realize that what they're doing to us, what they're doing to the Goyim, so the Gentiles, however you want to phrase it, is this thing in Boston was basically how they're going to lock down cities, martial law, banning gunpowder, gun go. I'm surprised there's not a bill for banning on pressure cookers, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that's right. That's right. And you know something, how is this good for the Jews? How is 9-1-1 good for them, that they got asbestos poisoning and nuclear poisoning? You know?
And I live down here. That's the point. That's not going to get nutrients. My whole thing is this, that a lot of these Jews, they go with the agenda, they go with the Jew thing, with the Talmud. When I was visiting the temple, or the shul, however they want to phrase it, when I was visiting, I said, oh, this is okay. When I started hearing the rhetoric, because this is viewed in the temple, the mentality and the idea is we hate the Goyims, we hate the Christians, we want to deceive, take everything that they have. That's what they teach the sect.
They do. It's coming from the temples, just like it did in the time of Christ, and they're endorsing it.
Yeah. Right, exactly. And that's why I speak to Christians. I say, how the hell do you support Israel when Christ, he was hung, or they nailed him to a cross because he was fighting the Jews? What we're doing today is what Christ did, so therefore nothing has changed.
There's nothing changed.
The agenda is the same, to destroy the world, conquer it, or however they want to phrase it. We have to wake up and get rid of Israel, take all these criminal treasonous Goyim and Jew out of our politics, out of our media, out of our education. We have to take them down. And there's more
Goyim
out there, and we can do this.
But it's true. That's why we've tied Islamophobia is the little is the secret of world Jewry. If they can maintain it, which they've revived here recently, then they keep the control. If people realize that the Quran speaks more of Christ Jesus than it does of anybody except Abraham, and that Moses is in there like wildfire, I mean, come on, people. You don't even know what you're talking about.
Exactly.
The Christians and the Muslims have more commonality because they're against pornography. They're against the drinking, which is what the Jews pervade. Homosexuality, that's their agenda. That's what they push. To be viral things, it's them who push it. Homosexuality, everything, they're the ones pushing all these agendas.
It's pure truth that you speak, and God bless you for helping us on
absolutely.
The show.
Thank you, Ben. Appreciate you. Thank you so much. All righty, let's take Werner in New Brunswick. Werner, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Dan, and good afternoon, Dr. K.
Hi, Werner.
Yeah, as I say, we will fool the Goyim.
Yeah.
That's one of the prominent Zionists was saying about 100 or 150 years ago.
Yes.
And
they fooled the Goyim in Europe. And now here,
yes, just more of the same program, more of the same tactics, more of the same cultural depletion, decreasing the culture here in this country. It's like the Weimar Republic 50 years ago.
Good.
Go ahead, Werner.
A carbon copy, just only multiplied by 10.
Yes.
I followed that up, for example, at 9/11 and at Sandy Hook and all those terror attacks. And there's one pattern. They use many different means in order to create infighting among the truth seekers. Some, they say, they are specialized on thermite, you know.
Yeah.
So you have truth seekers, say it's thermite. Others, they say, it's mini nukes. You know?
Yes.
And this was the 16...
And others say it's a laser beam.
Yeah. Well, or directed energy.
Mm-hmm. And as I say, it's those 16 Arab with box cutters where apparently a few of them are still alive.
Mm-hmm. But they've always done this. They've always controlled both sides, whether it was the American Jewish Committee or the American Jewish Congress, which kind of opposed each other. They control both sides. And they set up this this opposition so that there will be infighting, so that they can have plausible deniability over everything that they do. We do have to take a real quick break. Werner, you're welcome to stay on.
Maybe a couple more points.
Okay. We will be right back in just a moment. And please go to Dr. K's site, nodisinfo.com. Subscribe to the site, and we will be right back in 3 minutes.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free, at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. K. His website is nodisinfo.com. And Werner, you had a couple more points, but we do have some other callers, so go ahead and...
In the Bible, there is written, the Lord said Satan was a liar and a murderer right from the beginning. And what I'm seeing around here, the way Satanism and witchcraft is spreading, has even infiltrated the churches. So we are in for a rough ride to come. if we don't start, wake up. And those that think that they can take the way of the least resistance and join the dark side, they shall remember. As soon as they, when they participate, and as soon as they become loose ends and tattletales, they get eliminated. Even if they don't tell about the misdeeds and about the crimes, they still get eliminated.
Right.
I've never heard wiser words than those. I hope that this is recorded.
Right. Werner is a wise caller.
No. I'm just a fool.
No, you always say profound things.
People do need to listen to those words over and over again because it's really the pure truth.
Exactly.
If you side with that evil, you're finished. You side even with your pinky, you're finished. Don't do it, people.
We have seen what happened to that SEAL team in Pakistan.
You saw it. You saw it.
Why do they think they will be an exception?
Huh?
Why do those that think that they still can be buddy-buddies with the evil side, why do they think that they are...
I have it from a very good source that the SEALs in that helicopter were not given any air support at all so they could be shot down because the Taliban knows very well that they're not going to raise their heads if they could be killed, so they are careful. And so in this case, I have it from a good source that there was specifically not given any support to that helicopter, and they hoped that it would be blown up, and it was.
Indeed. Yeah. Well, thank you, Werner, for calling in. Always appreciate your calls.
And thank you for hanging in there.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right, let's quickly take Rosalie in Indiana. Quickly. Rosalie?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes,
my father told me, always remember, not everybody is as intelligent or as courageous as you, meaning me, and I say that to both of you. So don't even worry about what other people think. And we were all raised in spirituality. Both Muhammad and Jesus taught us to always be truthful and to always fight tyranny.
Oh, wow.
And to encourage the two of you, speaking of that, the examples you lead, there's something already in the Daily Paul about that Minnesota radio host. I don't know him, Bob Davis. But he went on the air and has said, I'm sick and tired of seeing these victims trotted out, meaning Sandy Hook, given rides, hauled into the Senate. Everyone is just afraid of him. They're terrified of these victims. I would stand in front of them and tell them, go to hell.
That's interesting.
Thank you. And that's what you've done, Dr. K, and you give such an example to the rest of us.
Well, thank you for that, and thank you for calling and encouraging us.
Thank you, Rosalie.
Of course. And listen, the last sheet you did for April 26th at the request of that lady that we could give out to people, that is just excellent.
That's a good one. Thank you for that. Yeah.
What we know.
Rosalie,
by the way, he's charged with
Dr.
murder.
Okay, I'm sorry, we've run out of time.
Okay.
I wish we had another hour. We have still more callers. But thank you so much, Dr.
You're welcome.
K,
thank you,
on the program. Let's do this again.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you tomorrow. Take care.